This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
A major GM announcement in Lansing this afternoon means good news for one of its local assembly plants. WILS's Rich Hurl was there and filed this report.
General Motors today announcing a $37 million investment in the Lansing Delta Township Assembly Plant. That money will be earmarked for tooling and equipment that GM says will enhance the plant's manufacturing capabilities. The plant manufactures three vehicles, the Buick Enclave, Chevy Traverse, and GMC Acadia crossovers. All three vehicles have seen strong sales, increasing 36% in September. The Buick Enclave, by the way, increasing retail sales 89% compared to last year. No new jobs will be created through the investment. Reporting from Delta Township, Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Another poll out this week showing Republican gubernatorial candidate Rick Snyder leading Democrat Virge Bernero by 20 points. The Lansing mayor talking to WILS's Tony Connolly this morning says that while the media appears obsessed with polls that may not be accurate.
My obsession is with growing jobs and fixing the economy in Michigan. So the polls, we could talk all afternoon. We could bring in experts talking about polling technology, polling technique. I think it's flawed.
Meanwhile, Snyder kicks off a series of roundtable meetings. He adds to his recent comments that if elected, he'd propose a new budget of $1.6 billion in cuts with no tax increases.
As a good leader, I'm not an expert in all these subjects. It's about bringing those experts together and having a great dialogue that you then have a chance to synthesize good policy.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan facing a lawsuit filed by the Justice Department over their lowest cost negotiations with hospitals. The government saying the strategy is uncompetitive. Blue Cross spokesman Andrew Hertzel responds on WILS.
We think that's justified given that we have 4 million members in the state and we provide a large volume of revenue to the hospitals. We also think that it's essential to keeping health care affordable in Michigan.
Michigan's latest unemployment figures out today showing the rate slowly declining. For September, the jobless rate fell to 13%, down a tenth of a percentage point from August, the lowest rate since March of 2009. An MSU football player, Chris Rucker, waiving his arraignment today. He's charged with driving while intoxicated. A major General Motors announcement in Lansing today. Automaker officials confirming at a press conference at the Lansing Delta Township plant this afternoon that $37 million will be invested in the facility. As Lansing's marketplace redevelopment project appears to be down for the count, Mayor Virge Bernero says he's not throwing in the towel yet. He tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning that every effort is being made to get the project back online.
I was on the phone with Pat and with council people. I tried as I could. My staff was trying to broker meetings, but boy, we got people dug in on both sides, but I'm not giving up. I actually predict that we will get it done.
Michigan's largest commercial health insurance provider facing an antitrust lawsuit by the government. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan spokesman Andrew Hertzel on WILS.
According to the allegations by the U.S. Department of Justice, the pricing that we have with hospitals is unfair. But in truth, what we do at Blue Cross is we volume negotiate with hospitals.
Medical marijuana, the focus of last night's East Lansing City Council meeting covered by WILS. The council considering three different ordinances. This business manager had issues with the distance restrictions in one and addressed the council.
I don't see where there should be a restriction as to how close we are to a school or anything like that because you don't restrict a doctor's office. You don't restrict a pharmacy.
General Motors set to invest $37 million in Lansing's Delta Township plant. The announcement made by GM officials this afternoon at the facility. It appears as though the Marketplace redevelopment project is history after the Lansing City Council voted against related tax incentives. But Mayor Virge Bernero tells WILS's Tony Connolly this morning that he continues working on getting the two sides together.
It's just been a little bit of a moving target to try to figure out who's in charge, who's running the negotiations on labor's side. So I'm hoping we can, you know, get the right people in the room.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan facing an antitrust lawsuit filed by the Justice Department this week. Andrew Hertzel, a spokesman for the state's largest commercial health insurance provider, says Blue Cross isn't doing anything unique.
Well, any company in any industry that has a large number of customers negotiates very favorable rates with their suppliers. Anybody in any industry uses its volume to negotiate.
Michigan's tourism industry once again ranked number one in the U.S. for social media. Travel Michigan President George Zimmerman on WILS says the state's presence on the web's most popular social media site is exploding.
You look at the number of Facebook fans we have, we're up at around 165,000. As recently as June, we only had 50,000, so we've added 100,000 since then.
And the latest Michigan unemployment numbers are in. For September, the jobless rate fell to 13%, down a tenth of a percentage point from August, the lowest rate since March of 2009. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight showers likely, mostly cloudy, low around 39. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, high near 54. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 33. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.